750 WBAP. I just happened to run across this topic, Hal, and I thought we should get Dana Martin on. She's kind of an expert in this field. There's a website out there called the Natural Child Project that advocates a lot of different things as far as child raising is concerned, and one of which is unschooling, radical unschooling. And Dana Martin has written a book about it. She's founded Unschooling United. She's really kind of an advocate for it and joins us right now. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Let's define what unschooling is for folks who are listening. What exactly is it?
Sure. Well, unschooling is just a method of homeschooling. It's a method that only about 1% of homeschoolers use. It's not uneducating. I think a lot of people hear the term and they think it's, you know, not educating, but what unschooling is not doing school at home. So we don't buy curriculum. We don't force our kids to sit at the kitchen table and do, you know, workbook pages. It's a perfectly individualized education because we focus on, you know, how our children learn and bring resources into their life to learn from.
So they learn by being around you, by life experiences. But for example, how do they learn math?
Just through living life as a side effect, because math is a useful tool. I mean, what human wouldn't want to learn math to help them get more of what they want in life? So they learn math from real-life experiences, from cooking, you know, from shopping in stores. I mean, math's all around us.
All right, so that's how they, and I'm assuming that's how they learn to read as well. But,
yep, total immersion.
But they probably wouldn't learn how to diagram a sentence then.
I'm sorry, you cut out.
I said they probably wouldn't learn how to diagram a sentence or something like that.
I mean, it comes up in conversation, definitely. Yeah. My son knows how to do that just from talking about it and using. I mean, I think discussion is one of the best learning tools in our family.
Now, if you unschool your children, will they go off to college?
Yeah, a lot of unschoolers are, you know, heading to college. Colleges are really looking for unschoolers nowadays because oftentimes they're such self-starters. They want to be there. They're not just going through, you know, jumping through the hoops. They're really focused on what they want to learn. And, you know, I have a friend who's unschooler is applying to Harvard right now. And, yeah, college is definitely an option for unschoolers.
And so would they take the SAT? And I'm assuming if they've been unschooled all their life, then the regimen of college would be a real drastic change for them, wouldn't it?
It's all about internal motivation. If a human wants to be doing, you know, wants the career, then you joyfully, you know, do what you need to do to get there. When you're forced against your will, you know, through a lot of times people just jump through hoops and they go to college because they're supposed to, but they don't really know what they want to do. You know, unschoolers are really focused in general. So, no, I mean, I have never heard of that happening where a child wouldn't, you know, fall into the way college is.
If you don't mind, backtrack a bit and let's forget college. Let's just say the basic, a high school diploma to get any job. What do they do there?
Well, there's plenty of equivalents, you know, out there. And honestly, in my entire career, you know, doing what I'm doing, I've never been asked for a college, high school diploma.
You mean proving that you have one? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, you've got four children. Am I right, Dana?
Yes.
What are the negatives to unschooling a child?
I personally really believe in this life. I don't see any negatives for my family. We've been doing this since day one. You know, I just think schools could be a resource like libraries. I'm just personally not supportive of sending a child somewhere they don't want to go. Like, if a child doesn't want to go to school, to me that's not true freedom. I think there's so many other ways to learn. I mean, gosh, we're in the technological age. There's resources everywhere. That school, to me, and learning from books is so old school. Go ahead.
And a lot of this is about freedom for you and for this group, this movement, right? The radical unschooling movement is the freedom of the child to make their own decision.
Well, it's just that they have the freedom of autonomy, that they don't have to sit and, you know, raise their hand to go to the bathroom or, you know, be moved around by bells, live someone else's agenda. To me, it's not true freedom, and it's not to many, many people kind of coming to see this perspective and saying, wow, children deserve. I would never send my child to school because I don't think that they'd be respected as much as I think they should. I don't think it's true freedom to force a child to sit at a school desk all day. So to me, it's about freedom, that I think children deserve as much freedom and respect as adults.
All right. Dana, where can people go? Website real fast where they can learn more about this.
They can go to the Natural Child Project, or you could check out my book, Radical Unschooling, A Revolution Has Begun, and visit my website, Dana Martin, DanaMartin.
We may go
by
we may
the,
have
by
you
the way,
on
real,
again. Yeah.
Real quickly, it's naturalchild.org.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Naturalchild.org. Yes. And Dana, we may get you on again because I want to talk to you about the baby wearing project as well.
Oh, sure.
Another
yeah.
thing you're a part of. Dana Martin.
No problem. Okay.